अच्छा ये माइक दे दो, माइक दे दो। अच्छा सॉरी सॉरी जाओ जाओ।
There is a hadith from our sixth imam. He says that أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ وَأَفْضَ الْبَعْدَ الْمَعْرِفَةِ. That is, after you've got the ma'rifah and you've known and you've recognized the existence of Allah, Imam says, what is the best act? And then Imam starts defining, says, قَالَ مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ بَعْدَ الْمَعْرِفَةِ يَعْدِلُ هَذِهِ السَّلَاتِ. There is nothing which is parallel, which could be a match to prayers after ma'rifah. There is nothing that could be a match. وَلَا بَعْدَ الْمَعْرِفَةِ وَالسَّلَاةِ شَيْءٌ يَعْدِلُ الزَّكَاةِ. That could be a match to zakat. And then says, وَلَا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ يَعْدِلُ الصَّوْمِ. After ma'rifah, after salat, after sawm, says there's nothing that could be a match to this sawm after zakat. وَلَا بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ شَيْءٌ يَعْدِلُ الْحَجِ. And after salat, and then zakat, and then sawm, Imam says there's nothing like hajj. And finally says, وَفَاتِحَهُ ذَلِكَ وَفَاتِحَةُ ذَلِكَ كُلِّهُ مَعْرِفَتُنَا وَخَاتِمُهُ. The opening of all of these recognitions is knowing as Ahlul Bayt. The closing of all that is again knowing as Ahlul Bayt. So you want to know anything, first and the foremost is the ma'rifah of Ahlul Bayt. And the last most, again, it's the same thing, which is the ma'rifah of Ahlul Bayt. So, in a way, if we want to know God, the door is the Imam. If we want to know what Qiyamah means, again the door is the same, the Imam. As the Holy Prophet says that, مَنْ أَحَبَّ الْحَسَنَ وَالْحُسَيْنِ أَحْبَبْتُهُ. Whosoever loves Hassan and Hussein, the Prophet says, I too love him. وَمَنْ أَحْبَبْتُهُ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ. And whosoever I love, Allah loves him. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّهُ اللَّهُ أَدْخَلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Whosoever Allah loves, Allah will make him enter the paradise. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمَا أَبْغَضْتُهُ. And whosoever hates the two, that is Hassan and Hussein, Rasulullah says, I too hate him. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضْتُهُ أَبْغَضَهُ اللَّهُ. Whosoever I hate, Allah hates. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُ اللَّهُ أَدْخَلَهُ النَّارِ. And whosoever Allah hates, he will make him enter the fire. And then says, حَسَنٌ مِنِّي. Hassan is from me. وَأَنَا مِنْهُ. And I am from him. أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ أَحَبَّهُ. Whosoever Allah loves, whosoever loves him, may Allah love him. Now on this day, which is the birthday of the second Imam, we'd like to talk a little bit on Ziyaratul Jami'at al-Kabira. It is a beautiful ziyarat which has been reported from Imam Hadi alayhi salam. And that is, whenever you want to address any one of the a'imma, you can address them through this beautiful ziyarat. And it is the teachings of the great men, they say that at least make it a habit, you read that ziyarat once in a week. But the best is that do it daily, every day. And if you look into the performance of marhum Imam Khomeini, so long as he was in Najaf, it was as such that every day he goes to the sacred shrine of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam, and there... And there he recites the Ziyarat al-Jami'at al-Kabira for so many years, more than a decade, every day. And it so happens that on one night the weather was in extremes, they had these strong winds and all that, and no one came out of their homes in Najaf. Imam, he gets ready to go to the sacred shrine of Amir al-Mu'mineen. There his son, Marhum Shaheed Mustafa, he says that, why do you want to go in these severe conditions? Stay home. You can get on the rooftop and from there also you can recite the same ziyarat, because for the soul and for the Imam, distance means nothing. You can do that from whenever and wherever you want to. In reply, he says that there are some etiquettes which are the etiquettes observed by the general public, he says that let those etiquettes remain as they are. So distance, although in philosophy it does not matter, but when it comes to that love and devotion and respect, that he says, let it be as the general public is, let me go. He says he went to the shrine, did his ziyarat and came back, even in those severe weathers. Now someone who has sought refuge in Amir al-Mu'mineen has said that ziyarat with utmost respect for more than a decade. Now these ziyarat have that impact. Ziyarat Jamia, it's that great, beautiful ziyarat which is a whole lesson of imamats. Right from the first word of it till the last word of it, it's all imamats. And someone who wants to get acquainted with this whole concept of imamat, this is the best crash course, that is Ziyaratul Jamiat al-Kabira. Now we recite almost every night in this dua iftitah that Allahumma inna nashku ilayka faqda nabiyyina, that O God, we complain to you that we are deprived by the presence of the Prophet, that he is not with us. So وَكَثْرَةَ عَدُوِّنَا, and that the enemies are large in number and that we are few in number, and all these afflictions, all these fitnas that are surrounding us, so all that is a big pain, it's a big disaster. And how can that be removed? By the presence of the Imam. So that is, if the Imam was there, then he would be that strong support, he could put away every danger. So being of the Imam present before us, with us, that's the greatest blessing that will be ever granted to us. So today, we cannot benefit from Quran because Imam is not present, that is, Imam is in hiding. So it means Quran is also is in hiding. If he is present, then he could tell us what the teachings of Quran are. So Imam, when he is away, it means Quran is also, we cannot benefit from it as we should benefit. And again, if you look into Quran, it says that ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, that on the Day of Judgment, Naim means blessings, ni'mat, means blessings. Allah says that on the Day of Judgment, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ, لَا, it's for that emphasis, that is, you will definitely be questioned. When it says تُسْأَلُنَّ, that again, it's a second emphasis, that you will for sure, indeed, definitely be questioned on an naim of the blessing. Now what is that blessing? Says that is the blessing of imamats. That is, you will be, the first question will be from the blessing of imamats. Or in the opening, that hadith that was recited, there is nothing that could be a match to salat, nothing to zakat, nothing to sawm, nothing to hajj. First and foremost is imamat, last most is imamat. So everything in our performance, it revolves and evolves around imamat. When it comes to salat, again, salat, without the imam, it's batil, it's incomplete. If someone does say his prayers in tashahud, he forgets to recite that salawat, namaz is batil. So that is that connection with the imam. And if you want to know that if our hajj that we have performed, the best hajj, the perfect hajj is liqa'ul imam, that we meet the imam. If someone meets the imam, that hajj is perfect. So in every step of our life, imamat plays an important part. We have to have our eyes open so we could benefit. For example, in that hadith of Qudsi, the Almighty says, addressing the Holy Prophet, that لَوْلَاكْ لَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْأَفْلَاكْ, that if you were not, if it wasn't for the sake of you, that is the Prophet, I would not have had created the entire creation. Now how much we understand them and how much can we digest these sayings, it's another issue. Or for example, the same context can be seen regarding the A'imma. Says لَوْلَا هُمْ لَمَا خُلِقَ الْأَفْلَاكِ, if it wasn't for the sake of the A'imma, I would not have had created anything. Or in this famous hadith of Qisa, which we recite every now and then, says إِنِّي مَا خَلَقْتُ سَمَاءً مَبْنِيَّ وَلَا أَرْضًا مَدْحِيَّ, that I did not create these skies, these earth, the oceans, but لِمَحَبَّتِكُمْ, for the sake of your love. For whose love? It's for the five. Who are the five? Says Hum Fatima wa Abuha wa Ba'luha wa Banuha. And in reality, if you see, everything is for her. That is when it comes to the introduction of Ahlul Bayt, says it's her, it's her father, it's her husband, it's her sons. That is how Allah introduces. So the entire creation that has been creation is for her. And that too, she is the mother of the Imams, and the entire creation is for the Imams and for the mother of Imams. So we have to have a strong connection with the Imam, and on this day, which is the blessed day of the birth of the Imam, Imam Mujtaba alayhi salam, we make it a habit that the Eid of this day be that we recognize or we introduce this dua, this ziyarat jami'a, to ourselves once in a while, at least once in a week, whenever we get stuck, whenever we have problems, get assistance through these ziyarat, and they help. They definitely help. And you've got them available online in all the different formats which you are after. Every format is available. So, ziyarat jami'at al-kabira, and if you were to have the audio of it, it's about 22 minutes, 25 minutes, it could be recited, and when you do it yourself, it's even more faster. So make it a habit, once in a week, best day for that is Friday, that we add that to our weekly schedule, to have an association with the Imam, and this is through the ziyarat, Jami'at al-Kabira. Now in this ziyarat, I'll just quote a few phrases, says, وَأَنْتُمْ نُورُ الْأَخْيَارِ, that is you the Imams, are the light of the good. Akhyar, it's the plural of khayr, that those who are good, benevolent. وَهُدَاتُ الْأَبْرَارِ, the guides of the noble, of the pure. وَهُجَجُ الْجَبَّارِ, the argument of the mighty Lord. Jabbar is the name of Allah. بِكُمْ فَتَحَ اللَّهِ, that is, because of you, through you, Allah opened everything, that is, the entire creation. وَبِكُمْ يَخْتِمْ, and it is through you, He will close everything. بِكُمْ يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْسِ, the rain that drops, it's because of you. The clouds that float, it's because of you. The winds that blow, it's because of you. بِكُمْ يُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءِ, the sky which is held back and which does not fall down, that is because of you. So that is the whole concept of Imam. And then comes to point and says that if we were to say that God is one, it's you who taught us to have that faith, that understanding, that belief that God is one. Otherwise we don't know. We can't speak, we can't talk, we can't understand. It's you who taught us to live. If you were not there, we wouldn't have known anything. There is a hadith which says that regarding Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, says that Allah sent all of these messengers, the prophets, that is 124,000 minus the Holy Prophet, says he sent all of these prophets. Imam says that I was with them sirran, that is, I was with them, embedded in them, I was with them all the time. But with the Holy Prophet says that I was with him jahran, that is, in the open, I was with him. So Imam, he was with him, with all the prophets all the time. So even the Imams that we have faith in rank, in position, they are higher than the prophets. Says, As-salamu ala al-a'immati al-du'at, salam be upon you, the Imams who invite. Wal-qadati al-hudat, the guides who guide us, the leaders who guide us. وَالسَّادَةِ الْوُلَاتِ وَالذَّادَةِ الْحُمَاتِ وَأَهْلِ الذِّكْرِ وَأُولِ الْأَمْرِ وَبَقِيَّةِ اللَّهِ وَخِيَرَتِهِ, and the party of Allah and the source of the minds of knowledge of Allah, so on and so forth. And then in the last few phrases of the ziyarat says, كَلَامُكُمْ نُور, that whatever you say, it's all light, it's all noor. If you see the sayings, the words of Quran, it's noor, it's words of word of Allah. And these words of Allah, the ayat of Quran, If you were to understand, if you didn't understand a few ayat, says the other ayat, they would make you understand what the other ayat mean. Al-Quran yufassir ba'duha ba'd. That some of the ayat, they would give you the explanation of some other ayat. Sometimes you get stuck. So who will give you an explanation? Hadith. So hadith, it has to be something which is match and parallel to Quran that could give us an explanation. So kalamukum noor, that is the word of ma'soom, it's like the word of Quran. Like Quran enlightens you, the word of ma'soom also enlightens you. And many a times you find that the speaker, he is reciting a hadith, but it has that miraculous effect. Why is that? Because the source of that, it's ma'soom. Source of that, it's all noor. When the source is noor, words are noor, then that would definitely enlighten a heart. That is how it works. Amrukum rushd, wasiyyatukum al-taqwa. Your advice, your wasiyyat is that people observe taqwa, are God-wary. Wa fi'alukum al-khayr, that whatever you do, it's all good. And then says, wa'adatukum al-ihsan, that you, a'imma, all of you, your adats, your practice is ihsan. Ihsan is to do good. To do good, if someone has done good to you, no. The definition of ihsan is that you, without having any reservations, without any agreement, or without any prior entertainment with anyone, you do good to him without even having a hope for a return. That is ihsan. A biased, a one-sided good doing to someone, that is ihsan. This is something which we see in the performance of Ahlul Bayt, that whatever they did was just a one-sided goodness without having any hope for a reward or a return from us. وَعَادَتُكُمْ الْإِحْسَانِ. If you look into the seerah of Abu Abdullah, it's amazing that a person comes to Medina and then says, who is the most kareem, the most generous person in town? And people, they give him the address of Abu Abdullah and Hussein. He comes to the house of Abu Abdullah. Now, like back home, you find these beggars, they come and they recite poetry. That is, you should know that he is in need of something. This beggar comes, recites a shi'r, a poetry, and then Imam comes to the family members and says that now is the good time. If someone wants to help, there is someone by the door, at the door, and you can help him. They spread out a little piece of cloth, and everyone, whatsoever they had, they put in that cloth. He makes a little knapsack, opens the window, does not even open the door to see who the person is behind the door. From the window, he gives that knapsack to that beggar. Why through the window? It's only the hand of Abu Abdullah that was seen through the window. He takes and then he starts crying. Imam says, why is that you cry? Is that too little? He says, it isn't too little. I cry, that is this hand that helped me, may that hand never be buried because of that generosity which that hand has. That is, Imam did not open the door to see him so that he is never ashamed that this is the person who I was in need and I went to him and he sorted me out, he helped me. So even that is karama, that is generosity to that maximum that he doesn't. Or reporting from Imam Mujtaba alayhi salam says that he was having his... he was having his meal and then a dog comes by. And then this dog is sitting before the Imam. One of the Ashab, the companions, they want to hush this dog away. Imam says, no, leave him. I don't want any living creature come to my door and I don't give him anything. He eats a spoon, gives one to the dog. Again himself, again to the dog. This is ihsan. Now when they can do something of that goodness to a dog, or someone who has that devotion to them, that love to them, then definitely he benefits much more. And Ahlul Bayt, they never leave anyone stranded, no matter what service he has done, or even if he has not served them. Now someone who has served them, someone who has loved them, someone who has lived with them, for them, they benefit much more. Reporting from Marhum Ashraf Murtaza Ashtiani, one of the greatest ulama, who lived in Mashhad about 50, 60 years ago, buried by the shrine, by the grave of our aged Imam. Now this noble person, when he dies, before his death he has this vision, and after the death again someone else has a vision. Says that he has passed away. He's been buried, covered, and everyone has gone. Says, after a while I see this grave of mine, its lights open. 1, 2, 3, 14 come into the grave with the two angels. And then the angels, the questioning in the grave is haq, it's right. And everyone will have to see those questionings and will have to answer them as well. Says the questioning starts, he says, man rabbuk. The first person over there says that don't ask him, he's exhausted, he's tired, he's come to barzakh. Let him rest. I will reply on his behalf. I will be his wakil. And who is that? That's the Prophet. Says, I will answer. Says, you want to ask him who his Lord is? He's been teaching people for 70 years, the Aqaid, who their Lord is. You want to ask him? And then the questions start and then says, who is your Imam? Amir al-Mu'mineen steps forward, says, I am the Imam. When he questions that, who is your Prophet, Rasulullah says, I am his Prophet. And one after the other, the Aimma, they answer. So the whole idea of mentioning this is that we have to have a connection, a strong connection with the Imams. And one of those connections is through these ziyarat, because these ziyarat, they are prescribed drugs. That is a prescription that has been given through the Imam, and it has that miraculous effect. Now all these du'as and ziyarat, that du'as that we run around and ask this and that, every person, all that is good. It's like all these on-the-shelf drugs which you get without a prescription. These ziyarat, they are prescribed. Ma'asum has said, words of Ma'asum, like the words of Allah. It has, each word carries a weight and has that effect. So make it a habit. From today, we ask the Imam to help us in creating this new connection with them in this sacred month of Ramadan, so that once in a week we also come to them through these ziyarat that we have. We will continue inshallah with the recitation of Dua Mujir, which again it is reported to be recited in these days, in these nights. And the nights of splendor, the days of splendor, which are known as Ayyam al-Bir, 13th, 14th, and the 15th of this sacred month of Ramadan. Recitation of Dua Mujir, it's highly recommended. It's among those du'as that have been reported by Allah through Jibreel to the Holy Prophet when he was performing his prayers in Maqam Ibrahim, and Allah sends this du'a to him and says that this du'a, it's no matter how many sins a person may be having, it's good for the forgiving of sins, for the paying of debts, for shifa, for whatever needs, hajat and requirements you may be having, it's for everything. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد سبحانك يا الله تعاليت يا رحمن أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا رحيم تعاليت يا كريم أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا ملك تعاليت يا مالك أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا قدوس تعاليت يا سلام أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا مؤمن تعاليت يا مهيمن أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا عزيز تعاليت يا جبار أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا متكبر تغاليت يا متجبر أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا خالق تغاليت يا بارئ أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا مصور تغاليت يا مقدر أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا هادي تغاليت يا باقي أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا وهاب تغاليت يا تواب أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا فتاح تغاليت يا مرتاح أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا سيدي تغاليت يا مولاي أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا قريب تغاليت يا رقيب أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا مبدع تغاليت يا مغيب أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا حميد تغاليت يا مجيد أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا قديم تغاليت يا عظيم أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا غفور تغاليت يا شكور أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا شاهد تغاليت يا شهيد أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا حنان تغاليت يا منان أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا باعث تغاليت يا وارث أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا محيي تغاليت يا مميت أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا سبحان سبحانك يا شفيق تغاليت يا رفيق أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا أنيس تغاليت يا مونس أجرنا سبحانك يا جليل تغاليت يا جميل أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا خبير تغاليت يا بصير أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا حفي تغاليت يا ملي أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا معبود تغاليت يا موجود أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا غفار تغاليت يا قهار أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا مذكور تغاليت يا مشكور أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا جواد تغاليت يا معاد أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا جمال تغاليت يا جلال أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا سابق تغاليت يا رازق أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا صادق تعاليت يا فالق أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا سميع تعاليت يا سريع أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا رفيع تعاليت يا بديع أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا فعال تعاليت يا متعال أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا قاضي تعاليت يا راضي أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا قاهر تعاليت يا قاهر أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا عالم تعاليت يا حاكم أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا دائم تعاليت يا قائم أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا عاصم تعاليت يا قاسم أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا غني تعاليت يا مغني أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا وفي تعاليت يا قوي أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا كافي تعاليت يا شافي أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا مقدم تعاليت يا مؤخر أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا أول تعاليت يا آخر أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا ظاهر تعاليت يا باطن أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا رجاء تعاليت يا مرتجى أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا ظلمن تعاليت يا ذا الطول أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا حي تعاليت يا قيوم أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا واحد تعاليت يا أحد أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا سيد تعاليت يا سمد أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا قدير تعاليت يا كبير أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا والي تعاليت يا متعالي أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا علي تعاليت يا أعلى أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا ولي تعاليت يا مولى أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا داري تعاليت يا باري أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا خافض تعاليت يا رافع أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا مقصد تعاليت يا جامع أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا معز تعاليت يا مذل أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا حافظ تعاليت يا حفيظ أجرنا من النار يا مجيب سبحانك يا قادر تعاليت يا مقتدر أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا عليم تعاليت يا حليم أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا حكم تعاليت يا حكيم أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا معطي تعاليت يا مانع أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا ضار تعاليت يا نافع أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا مجيب تعاليت يا حسيب أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا عادل تعاليت يا فاصل أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا لطيف تعاليت يا شريف أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا رب تعاليت يا حق أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا ماجد تعاليت يا واحد أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا عفو تعاليت يا منتقم أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا واسع تعاليت يا موسع أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا رؤوف تعاليت يا عتوف أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا فرد تعاليت يا وتر أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا مقيت تعاليت يا محيط أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا وكيل تعاليت يا عدل أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا مبين تعاليت يا متين أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا بر تعاليت يا ودود أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا رشيد تعاليت يا مرشد أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا نور تعاليت يا منبه أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا نسير تعاليت يا ناصر أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا صبور تعاليت يا صابر أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا محسي تعاليت يا منشي أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا سبحان تعاليت يا ديان أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا مغيث تعاليت يا غياث أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا فاطر تعاليت يا حاضر أجرنا من النار يا مجير سبحانك يا ذا العز والجمال تباركت يا ذا الجبروت والجلال سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين فاستجبنا له ونجيناه من الغم وكذلك ننجي المؤمنين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولمن وجب له حق علينا ولمن وصانا بالدعاء ولجميع أمة محمد وآل محمد. رضي الله عنهم.